This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. A judge in Jefferson County says Alabama's system for imposing the death penalty is unconstitutional. Jefferson County Circuit Judge Tracy Todd sided with defense attorneys in a murder case yesterday who cited a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision known as the Hearst case, which overturned Florida's law. Florida, Alabama, and Delaware are the only states with a judicial override system. That means a jury recommends a sentence in death penalty cases, but a judge makes the decision. Prosecutors and the Attorney General's office say the Hearst ruling doesn't apply to Alabama, but Todd disagreed. Ashley Cleek spoke to Todd about her ruling.
The problem with the Alabama sentencing scheme is that constitutionally, it takes the decision from the jury and places it with the judge, because although the jury makes the recommendation as to life or death, the judge is the final decider. In Alabama, it is very arbitrary to apply the capital sentencing scheme in one way in one case and another in another case. And that occurs when you have differing judges making a decision based on information that may or may not have been considered by a jury of one's peers.
So I've talked to a couple of defense attorneys who have been filing these motions to strike override because of the Supreme Court's decision. And I know that most judges have struck down these motions, have decided that Supreme Court ruling doesn't apply. It seems like you're the only one so far that I've heard of that has decided it does apply.
Well, when you look at the law, the amendments to the Constitution that relate to criminal cases, the requirements that these amendments afford any individual who's been charged with a crime, and I can go through them, Sixth Amendment, the Eighth Amendment, the 14th Amendment, even the Fifth Amendment. There are certain guarantees that our Constitution mandates that states provide, or that the federal government provide, for those accused of crime. So in light of that, those requirements, and all of the precedent and case law that has evolved thus far from the U.S. Supreme Court, it is clear in my mind and in the interpretation as I see it that Hearst, along with other cases, apply to the Alabama statute. Now, the Attorney General's office and the state of Alabama through its Jefferson County District Attorney's office has argued that the Alabama death penalty statute has been upheld, but I believe that I was elected to uphold my oath to follow the law as I see it, and for the record, I have imposed the death penalty.
So what does this ruling mean for your case?
Well, the death penalty is off the table. The state would not be able to seek the death penalty. I'm sure the state, if it decides to, will challenge my ruling. It'll go up to the appellate courts, and it will go from there. If they affirm my ruling, then the death penalty statute in Alabama is unconstitutional. If they reverse my ruling, then someone will probably take it up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and we'll see what happens. So I don't mind being the only one. When I feel like I am following the law and interpreting the statute and the Constitution as it is intended to be interpreted.
Some people might argue that this is legislating from the bench. What would you say?
I didn't change a law. I just rule that the Constitution and the ruling in Hearst applies to Alabama. For me to legislate from the bench, that means that I would take the law as it is written and do something else, and that's not what I'm doing. Whether you have a personal bias or if you're a proponent for the death penalty is not at issue here, in my opinion. As I said, I have imposed the death penalty. So it doesn't matter whether or not I personally believe that it should exist morally or legally. It exists. It is a part of our law. That is not the question. As far as it being about override, it's about override to the extent in the bigger context that the question of death, which is a final judgment, final in the fact that life is gone, should be left with the jury. Per the Sixth Amendment, your right to trial by jury. And to take a portion of that from the jury and give it to a judge who hears information that was never presented to the jury, that can make a decision based on new information and who may have an incentive to impose the death penalty because of pressures from the community, is unconstitutional.
That's Jefferson County Circuit Judge Tracy Todd talking about her ruling yesterday that Alabama's death penalty statute is unconstitutional. She spoke with Ashley Cleek.